And naturally you'll become leaders of the world because of the superiority of your mind and your achievements. So give us credit for being able to use our minds. And with people becoming conscious of themselves, determined to use their minds, you do not know to what extent they can go. Liberate the minds of men and ultimately you will liberate the bodies of men. Black men of Carthage, black men of Ethiopia, of Timbuktu, of Alexandria, gave the light of civilization to this world. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands unto God. And princes shall come out of Egypt. The world is indebted to us for the benefits of civilization. They stole our arts and sciences from Africa. Then why should we be ashamed of ourselves? Because God and nature first made us what we are. And out of our own creative genius, we make ourselves what we want to be. Follow always that great law. There is no height to which you cannot climb without the active intelligence of your own mind. Mind creates. And as much as we desire in nature, we can have through the creation of our own minds. But in your homes and everywhere possible, you must teach the higher development of science to your children. And make sure that we have a race of scientists par excellence. For in science lies our only hope to withstand the evil designs of modern materialism. With God's dearest blessings, I leave you for a while. One love.
Brothers and sisters, Marcus, Mosiah.